The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday. Already, half the month is burned up. By Monday roll around, we'll be, the 15th? Well, it's the 12th today. Let's not wish our lives away. We're having so much fun. It's moving so fast. It's just amazing. Hey, before I forget here, I contacted the Power of Prophecy, Tex Mars' office, talked to his secretary, Sandra, and got the lowdown this afternoon how Tex is doing. Well, he's out of the hospital. They wanted to do surgery to put some stents in his heart. Evidently, he's got almost 100% blockage in an artery or arteries. I'm not quite sure. But they didn't want to operate on him because of his age and he's a little overweight. And they're going to try to treat him chemically. I guess that's medication. I put a message into him to call me. Extendivite. You know. Start to get rid of the plaque and the build-up crap in your arteries and your heart. I don't know. I don't know exactly where he's at, but when a doctor tells you that they don't want to cut on you, and now we're talking big bucks here. You know, it's big bucks. Doctor doesn't make anything hardly off of an office visit. The big dollars come in when they start cutting on you. And we were talking about this before the program today with her secretary, and I said, you know, I mentioned Extendivite, and every mother and her uncle has called Texas office and offered condolences and help, and I said, well, we'll see how this turns out, but she said, I think he really needs those stents in his heart. And she's of the opinion that not everything that happens to the human body is curable by an alternative media. Well, that may be the case. She gave an example of her husband, I guess, that broke his ankle. And she said, your ankle is broken. You know, they're going to have to physically fix your ankle. There's really no cure for broken bones except time and immobilizing and making sure that it's set right, of course, and it all matches back up. The body does a wonderful job of knitting itself back together. But that is the latest on Tex Mars. He is up and moving around, editing his newsletters, and he is still with us. So you power prayer people out there, say a prayer for Tex. He's a man that's dogged. He is not. I admire the man because he doesn't stop. He doesn't quit. And evidently, the only thing that's going to stop people like Tex Mars and myself is death. You know, I always wanted to ask Tex. You know, I asked the secretary. We were kind of little levity, you know, a little joking back and forth. And I said, you know, I hope there's a heaven. Because when I die, I want to ask Adam and Eve, what were you thinking? At any rate. So that's the latest on Tex Mars, and we'll keep you posted. It's amazing. Listening to Mark Levin, as much as I can listen, God, he's the epitome of a New York Jew. But he's a conservative. You know, he's written books on the Constitution. And I'm like, but to hear him talk on the air, it's like everything is missing as a supporting platform for his opinion. And the more you listen to the guy, the more you kind of figure out that either he doesn't know or he doesn't want his listening audience to know, or he doesn't want to lose a big paycheck. Now, I don't know who pays Mark Levin and whether he started talking in other terms that maybe people like you and I would understand. Maybe not the bulk of his audience. But I remember when he wrote his book and he was out there pumping 11 new amendments to the Constitution. And just like you, my first thought was 11 more amendments to a Constitution that they're already not paying attention to. Yeah, that ought to fix it. And I can remember he hit everybody's show, Sean Hannity's, you know, everybody. And I would listen to the enlightened ones that would call in and ask him specific questions. Well, I don't want to go there. Well, you know, talking about the Bilderbergs and the CFR and the trilats that sit around and map out the global governments. I don't want to hear that conspiracy stuff. Really? Hey, Mark, it happens to be true. Well, you know, I don't want to go to all the pains of educating my audience. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Now I'm making fun of Mark. He would never mislead his audience or leave out pertinent facts that would bring the picture together so people could get a good view of what's going on in their life. You know, a little bit here and there. Enough to, in this cockamamie insane world, I guess to what is left of the remnant of somebody that could remember how to spell Constitution and remember that this is a Republican, not a democracy. I guess he placates those people that think they're a conservative. I guess. I don't know. But what I'm discovering is there is a severe lack of leadership. And I'm not talking about a person leading other people. I am talking about people thinking independently and leading themselves and not have to check with the office water cooler and five other people standing around listening to the latest soundbite from their made-up news organization. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that are serious about their life. You know, get your hands off my itty-bitty. I'm talking about people that understand that, you know what, if we had a constitutional republic and that was revered and obeyed at penalty, you know, there was a time when that T word was used, treason, and everybody understood. You know, there's a couple of things that you did not too long ago in this country. Commit treason against your country or screw with the voters' vote. These were absolute no-nos. This is climb up the gallows pole type of stuff. But not anymore. And what's amazing to me is why we even have two political parties. Because if the law of the land is the Constitution, why do we have two parties? on Fox News this morning, and I'm sorry I didn't see the face of the person that said it. I couldn't get my head around the corner fast enough. But they actually used the term, the Democrats are now socialist. Whoa. And exactly how long did it take them to understand that? But either party, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Venusian, Martian, I don't care what you are. Give it a name. Give it a category. Feel more comfortable stuffing your butt in a pigeonhole? Great. What about the Great Leveler? What about the Constitution? You know, in all of my years, folks, and I am sure yours, you haven't been living in a cave. You're not Rip Van Winkle. You just didn't wake up yesterday out of your 100-year nap. See, if you took a 100-year nap, the Federal Reserve System would have already been 3 years old. But the great equalizer is the Constitution, and this is what's gone on in this country. They have walked away from the Constitution to the point that they dare not even bring it up, because you want to talk about a landslide. And I'm not talking about voting landslides here. I'm not talking about a physical dirt sliding down a mountain. I am talking about the people in this country that have become familiar once again with what their country is, how it's supposed to conduct itself, government's duties and obligations, citizens' duties and obligations, that sort of thing. If they started to use the C word, oh my God, what would that invite? What would that excite in this country? The aforementioned, those that have become familiar with how the hell this country is supposed to be run. But we dare not go there. You know, politically, folks, I started to say, you ain't never seen anything like this. The latest, I guess they're, the other day I heard it was 50 Republicans that signed a letter to Priebus, the head of the RNC, saying that they want Trump defunded. You know, we need to put our money into, you know, the Republicans that are going to be running. There's not going to be any Republicans running for anything for another 2 years, okay? But they want to pull the money away from Donald Trump. And Trump, in his usual style, he says, fine, go ahead. I'm the one putting money in your party. I'm on my way right now to a Republican fundraiser down in Florida. But it wasn't 50 people. Evidently, it was 70 people. Now, here is what's really going on. The status quo is going to be broken. The people that have erected this, I don't even know what the hell to call it. I mean, seriously, folks, I'm dead serious. I don't even know what to call what is going on in Washington, D.C. Because we don't know the extent of who's involved in what criminal activity and with what crime group, whether it be Hillary or maybe George Bush or maybe Daddy Bush or maybe Jebby. Who knows? But these political connections, these live wire nerves are about to be exposed. And I think they truly believe that if Trump gets in office, that that's going to be the end of the free slave drive. I didn't say sleigh ride. I said slave ride. Let's call it a slave ride. Because that's exactly where we're at. We have become nothing but neutered little slaves running around scratching and trying to eke out a living and survive. Now, it's okay with the medias because they get to talk about this tweet and get this reaction from the opposition and get a panel discussion going and, You know, then we'll have another panel discussion about what the other panel discussed about something that shouldn't have really been discussed in the first place. We are in a soft news cycle, and we will be for the next 90 days, except for some pretty big things that punch through, like who actually created ISIS? We got people that are running for Senate seats that come out and said, yep, Trump's right. Yeah, he's right. You know, imagine, let's just have a little fanciful fun here. Imagine the people like Ryan and McConnell and McCain and the Feinsteins, the Chucky, the Possum Schumer, I just love using that term. People like this were no longer involved in the, get the word, administration of this country, which is another thing to be visited at a later date. Imagine trying to school a rudimentary, well, basically a dumb public that don't know the difference from anything and are too intellectually lazy to take it upon themselves to do their own fact-finding, do their own considering, their own weighing of facts and what's fact and what's fiction, what do I believe, and, you know, oh gosh, that sounds like too much work. But everybody's walking around, their eyes are rolling around like a couple of BBs and a cheap Cracker Jack toy. Remember those? Little tiger you had to stick the BBs in? And everybody is wigging out. The change that has come in the form of just the threat to their criminal cabal and their games. Just the threat of it. And I am not a fortune teller, and neither are you, and we really don't know how Donald Trump is going to do as president. But there has been some interesting questions that have been posed to Mr. Trump. And when we get back out of this break coming up, out of the mouths of babes, I mean, 11-year-old kid, ask Pence about Donald Trump. We'll get around to that. But what I am hearing, even the great Mark Levin, sounds like a busted chainsaw. He was a big Ted Cruz guy. If Cruz was still here, would Cruz be leading over Hillary? Absolutely. You know, to be honest with you folks, and I'm down here in Texas, Cruz is slick. He is extremely slick. To the point of being creepy. Mike, if you didn't hear that, is in the operations room laughing. I mean, it's true. I mean, just these... Just when you'd watch the guy, you'd, gosh. So according to the great Mark Levin, yes, Ted Cruz would be winning now. Well, I got news for you. Trump is winning. I don't give a damn about their polls. Polls are fixed. And I especially love the polls that are crafted that, well, the questions are posed as to lead you to arrive at that very last question. Creepy Cruz. He does, man. He creeps me out. But good news is he doesn't want Hillary. That's Mark Levin. So he's going to vote for Donald Trump. Yay! Ha ha.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yeah, they have to Photoshop Hillary's whistle stops, her speeches. Nobody shows up at them. Trump, he continues to fill the house. Whatever house he's going to. What? Dude, what is wrong with you today? You got the giggles? Or is my sarcasm getting you? What's up here?
They're neck and neck, man.
Oh, yeah, they're neck and neck. Yeah. and it's funny because the people that don't want Hillary are going to vote for Trump. You know, here go again, we go with, okay, there's going to be a few more people that are going to be in this debate. We don't know. Gary Johnson, he may be in there. And here go we go, how many election cycles do we have to go through with this one about splitting the vote, or, you know, if this person garners, you know, this so many percentage points that, well, that's likely going to get that person in office. Well, things are so screwed up in this country, people that are going to vote for Trump aren't telling people they're going to vote for Trump. So if everybody's being so tight-lipped about this and you're still seeing the response to Donald Trump the way you're seeing it, and if we got anywhere close to an honest election by way of vote count, it's done. You're starting to see planted stories that, well, you know, Donald, he's got doubts whether he's going to win. And I, as I started at the top of the show, I don't want to wish everybody's life away, but I wish it was 88 days from now. I wished it was November 8th. Let's get this over with. I want to know if I'm going to work or I have to go to war. All right? That's what I want to know. In 2017, Trump gets in there, there'll be a different atmosphere. There'll be different things going on in this country. And people have been waiting a very long time. It's just not the crash of 2008, folks. It goes way back. And finally, people are starting to get the idea about Republicans and Democrats. Thank you, Republican Party. You've done a masterful job at convincing those that weren't convinced yet that you people are not any better than the Democrats. Thank you very much. You're so desperately trying to hold on to the old matrix. It's ripping your arms out, but you don't even want to let go. It's new and uncharted, scary territory. Really? No, that's where we're at right now. Scary, uncharted territory. And they're the signpost up ahead. Now, it doesn't say that you're in the Twilight Zone. It says you're here in America today and things are screwed up. I might even say that if somebody had set out to intentionally screw this country up, they couldn't have done a better job if that was the intention. But you see, this is all the accidental view of history, folks. It was just bad decisions made at the time that just didn't have the desired results. And, you know, there were unintended consequences and blah, 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 blah. Talk, and saying nothing. It's just not the crash of 08. It's just not the current economic condition we find ourselves in. It is a multitude of things. A multitude. And people need to understand something. And I think they're starting to wake up to the fact that, you know, you elect somebody, that's not the government. That's simply somebody that's representing that you chose to work in a capacity for a certain amount of time. Yeah, term limits, no. That's what you thought. Forget that. Uncharted territory. And you're seeing the Republicans. And again, I thank you, Republicans, for demonstrating that you don't give a damn about anything but your own political career. Country and people be damned. You couldn't have made a better presentation for my argument.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
I saw the cover of Time magazine. There's a cartoon outline of Trump's head. No eyes, mouth, nose, nothing. With his golden wavy hair. With one word on the cover, meltdown. Trump's not melting down. I don't know where they're getting this, but an 11-year-old wanted to make sure that Mr. Pence isn't trying to soften Trump's policies. Now, this was at a campaign stop in Raleigh, North Carolina. Republican vice president candidate and Indiana Governor Mike Pence took a question from an 11-year-old boy who grilled him on his tact of softening up on the more incendiary policies and words of his running mate, Donald Trump. This kid's name was Schricker. Asked the governor it was going to be his role in the White House. But, well, let's listen to, I said, folks, out of the mouths of babes.
Let's go, boy, girl. Let's go find a young lady. Oh, no, she's not a boy.
Good morning, Governor Pence. My name is Matthew, and I'm 11 years old, and I've been watching the news lately, and I've been noticing that he's been kind of softening up on Mr. Trump's policies and words. Is this your role in the, is this going to be your role in the administration?
What's your name, son?
Matthew.
Matthew. What did you say that I've been doing?
You've been kind of softening up on his words.
Let me tell you, Matthew, number one, this boy's got a future.
Obviously not in politics.
Nicely done. Let me tell you what, I couldn't be more proud to stand with Donald Trump, and we are shoulder to shoulder. And you'll learn it when you're governor of North Carolina. I'm not kidding about that. It's, you know, sometimes things don't always come out like you mean, right?
That's not me, bud. That's you.
And Donald Trump and I are absolutely determined.
No, there was no soundtrack to this clip.
You might have noticed that. I said at our convention, I said, you know, we nominated someone larger than life, known for charisma, so they wanted to kind of balance the ticket. I went on a motorcycle ride last Friday. It was, I really like this. I mentioned this yesterday, but I ride motorcycles. Any bikers here?
There's the next conspiracy theory. The Hell's Angels back Donald Trump.
Posted on the internet.
News 11.
A picture of me on a motorcycle, and we were leading the annual governor's ride in Indiana, and underneath it said, "Born to be mild." But I would tell you, differences in style, Matthew, should never be confused with differences in conviction. And I will tell you right now, Donald Trump has the right vision for America. He has the right policies for America. States, and I'm going to work at his side to make those ideas into the policies that will make America great again. I promise you, my friend.
As he stood on stage in front of the gold fringe flags, things are not going to change overnight, folks. Once the bow breaks here, and it will, that's going to mean that we have an opportunity, that we have at least politically a chance. Notice what the rest of the world is doing. Throwing down, shooting each other. No, I'm not talking about you in Chicago. I'm talking about all the crap that the United States has started all over the world. Really doesn't know how to keep its gun in its pocket, if you know what I mean. That will change. And these new styled conservatives. You know, I knew the political scene was dead when I started seeing variations on a theme. Well, you know, he's a blue dog Democrat. Well, why did you have to make a distinction? Oh, I'm sorry. Because the Marxist water carriers crept into your party and kind of made it into what it is today. But not to be outdone, the Republicans decided that, well, you know, to curry votes, because that's what we do. We get votes, and then we go to work in the office for you or against you. Depends on if you're paying attention or not, or you care. And there was this conservatism that popped up. Boy, and the politicians love that. Because when you would ask them, you know, you're a Republican. Well, what does that mean? Well, I'm a conservative. Okay, well, what the hell does that mean? It wasn't too many years ago people would say, yeah, I'm a Republican. Yeah, I'm a constitutionalist. Well, you're not a Democratist. Which you have certainly become. Next time you hear and you're within earshot of a politician, you hear him use the word democracy, you say, excuse me, of what office do you occupy in what country? And why are you even in office if you don't know the difference between a Republican and a democracy? Why are you even here? See, these are the questions, the unusually simple, base, class 101, stupid questions that could trip them up and send them tumbling. Define what we are and make them live to that standard. 70 people wrote a letter saying we want Donald Trump's money cut off. This is how scared, this is how entrenched that they are. And it's the best shining example as to what they really think about the common, ordinary man, woman in any town, USA. Cincinnapolis. Give it a name. There you are. And all things were fine until the checkbook got a little unbalanced. And I'll stick with what Ron Paul said to me a couple of years ago. Before he even went public with it, he said, John, he pulled me aside, he said, hey, he said, we're $150 trillion in the hole. He said, all these budgets that have been these automatically renewing budgets that you got to spend all the funds in your budget, otherwise when you go into the budgetary meetings the next time, oh, you only spent that? Okay, well, that's what your budget's going to be. So everybody was induced to spend, foolishly, if need be, as much money that they needed to spend out of their appropriations. Money wasted. And I mean wasted. Efficiency is not in the lexicon of our government. So we're going to raise taxes. And this is the communist dream, folks. This is the socialist dream. These creatures want 80, 85% taxation on everybody. Go do your research on this. You think I'm joking? I am not. Do you think I just pulled an arbitrary figure right out of the sky here? I did not. This is how they garner control, maintain control. By granting you this or that, each according to his need. So, why Donald Trump's sound money stance is scaring the hell out of everybody? Then especially the mainstream. The source of trade anxiety is broken global monetary system that distorts price signals and sharp currency moves. Okay. The surest way to become alienated from Donald Trump supporters is to invoke the word global with regard to trade or economic interest. Even if you embrace the Trump economic agenda for enhancing U.S. competitiveness by lowering taxes and easing regulations, it is true, by the way, that we have the highest tax, corporate tax rates. And who doesn't want to stick it to the corporations, right? Well, they don't like to be stuck. They don't like to be gored like you and I don't like to be gored. So faced with the situation of, let me see, paying more taxes, this regulation is just choking the hell out of us. You know, our job is to have a corporation and to our shareholders is to maximize that that stock dividend. So we're going to move someplace else, and we're going to make our stuff cheaper, and we're not going to be regulated like you, and we'll ship our stuff back in the country. And Trump said, wait a minute. We don't want you doing that anymore. So here's the deal. 15% corporate tax. 15%. Whew. Wow. We're going to lessen the regulations on you guys. We're going to give you tax breaks. to induce them to move companies back here to the U.S. to put people back to work. You know, and nobody in the media will address this. Trump said it a couple of times. He said there's 92 million people out of work in this country. These are people that are willing and able to work, that are not working, that want to work, 92 million people. A third, almost a third of the population of this country. Remember me saying this before. I said this until I heard, I was sick of my hearing myself say it. When I was trying to track the U3 and U6 numbers and this, that, and the other, and trying to figure out how many people are unemployed. And I put it at about 33-34%. And you remember me saying, even in the darkest days of the Great Depression, and folks, this has got the Great Depression beat. Then in 1932 and 1933, at the very depths of that Great Depression, we had approximately 25%, a quarter of the available workforce in this country that were unemployed. 25%. We're past that now, and it ain't looking any better. So, people seem to forget. And I think Trump ought to just do a redux here. I think he ought to just start replaying his old speeches that it got everybody excited in the first place. What do you say to 92 million people that want to work that are out of a job? You tell them you're going to put them back to work. Okay. You got my attention. How are you going to do that? Well, he's laying it out. By the way, guess what's happening in Britain? Once they've made the Brexit move, the hiring signs are starting to go back up. People are actually starting to get hired once again. Employment in England. In spite of the Lord Rothschild's money scammery, they're still holding on. And this is the biggest, fattest elephant you could ever imagine. Sitting on your lap while you're eating your six-pack of beer and eating your Lay's potato chips and watching whatever. This is the elephant in the room. You got to look around. You got to crane your neck to look around. The big boogeyman here, folks, it's the banking. So when Trump and the Trumpettes out there start talking about the economic agenda for enhancing U.S. competitiveness by lowering taxes and easing regulation, even if you support an America First approach for tackling domestic shortcomings from education to infrastructure, there's still a negative stigma attached to proposing any kind of global economic initiative. Yet by insisting that the U.S. Treasury label China a currency manipulator, and by promoting trade that is both free and fair, Mr. Trump may be laying the groundwork for a significant breakthrough in international monetary relations, one that could ultimately validate the rationale for an open global marketplace and restore genuine free trade as a vital component of economic growth. The notion that something good might come out of the Trump policy elicits guffaws in certain economic circles and questioning whether today's exchange rate regime serves the cause of beneficial cross-border commerce is tantamount to advocating protectionism. Oh, yes. So what's the opposite of that? Laying yourself open and being vulnerable. I think I'll take protectionism. Nevertheless, Mr. Trump's emphasis on currency manipulation brings into focus the shortcomings of our present international monetary system. Volatility, persistent imbalances, currency mismatches. which testify to its dysfunction. Indeed, today's hodgepodge of exchange rate mechanisms is routinely described as a non-system, or a former international monetary chief Jacques Lesueur termed it at a Vienna conference in February 2014, it's the anti-system. Now, of all these, you know, you ever wonder where these people come from? The experts, they get dressed up, they have an opinion. And I'm from this, okay, you're from that. And why should I listen to your opinion? Well, monetary scholars, yeah, if there is such a thing, once diligently sought to explain the relative virtues of fixed versus flexible exchange rates on global economic performance. They largely abdicated any responsibility for escalating political backlash against trade that blames currency manipulation for lost business. Now, no serious economist would claim today that the dirty float intervention tactics practiced by numerous countries would be remotely acceptable within a free, flexible exchange rate system. Envisioned by Milton Friedman, for example. Nor would any suggest that the coherent mechanisms exist comparable with a fixed rate system anchored by a gold convertible dollar that reigned in the decades following World War II. You know, when we went crazy and started building everything.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum from LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Nobel laureate Robert Mundell has consistently argued for the restoration of a system of formally maintained exchange rates to reduce uncertainty. Whew. Boy, if I had a nickel for every word I spoke during the week, how rich would I be? When it comes to Friday, though, the mouth doesn't want to sync with the brain, at any rate. Yet they lack any willingness among the great majority of economists to recognize the imperative for global monetary reform, avoid a breakdown in global trade relations, has left policymakers in a lurch. Faced with mounting demands to address currency manipulation through strong and enforceable provisions. That being tariffs, those who support free trade are being forced to consider the broader implications of a sluggish world economy that's become overly reliant on, guess what? Central banks. It's more egregious when governments deliberately intervene in foreign exchange markets to manipulate currencies to gain an export advantage. Or when central banks seek to accomplish the same thing through monetary policy. The point is that today's free-for-all approach to international monetary relations permits nations to pursue any exchange, the rate policy they wish. It's a grab bag. Relative currency values are thus vulnerable not to the only to the manipulative tactics of government authorities, but also to the speculative maneuvering of foreign exchange traders. Here again, we go with the middle people, the middleman. See, that's what's got to be eliminated is the middleman. You have the doers, you got the producers. So why do you need somebody brokering anything in the middle? They're just sucking off money and energy and wealth while not really producing anything except for themselves. But that's a program for another day. No wonder so many workers employed by U.S. companies that manufacture products requiring substantial capital investment, you know, kind of like cars and tractors and computer and electronic equipment, have become disenchanted with the supposed long-term benefits of free trade. Jeez, this is what I said years ago. I used the example of General Motors. When they first got into the game through GMAC, their own financing arm. And wouldn't companies and corporations the size of General Motors, what would be the long-term effect of using money, a sound money? Oh. Would it not be to their advantage? This cyclical up and down stuff that we have. Oh, there's too much currency going into the market, so therefore we've got to rein back the credit here. We get these little boom and bust cycles. Why? Why? 800-313-9443, kind of an open phone Friday, if you will. Fred in Utah. Is that my short sentence friend, Fred, in Utah? Well, you're the one that answered the phone. Are you shrugging your shoulders? Oh, this is not a day to give me the no-necker and the palms up, okay? All right. 800-313-9443. We'll be back in about 90 seconds.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system, The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.